we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about women. We talked about technology last couple segments. We're going to talk about women in technology this segment. And in studio, we have our guest, Marissa Bahn. Welcome for joining us here on the Internet Advisor Show.
Thank you so much for having us on today.
Thank you for coming in. The Michigan chapter of Women in Technology, we've promoted the organization many, many times over the last number of years. It's an organization that has not only really helped women get into technology, but there's an awful lot of women in technology that it also helps. Tell us about what do you do at MCWT?
So, thank you. The Michigan Council of Women in Technology, or MCWT, is a 15-year-old nonprofit, and WGR has long been a great, great friend of it, and we really appreciate that. The goal of the organization is very simple. Our goal is to inspire and grow women in technology, specifically in Michigan. And with the financial support of more than 70 corporate partners and the heart and hands of more than 700 members, we've been able to offer scholarships, I think somewhat approaching $800,000 in college scholarships and laptop scholarships. We offer summer technology camps for middle school girls. We offer robotics grants, and we also hold an annual website design contest. And these actions are all designed and planned to encourage girls to go into technology fields and stay with those technology programs through the college experience.
So we've had a number of the scholarship winners on the air over the years, and really had a wonderful time talking to them, learning about their stories, how they got involved. And you do so many good programs. You've got a program coming up this week, which is your Executive Connection Summit, right?
Right, right. The Executive Connection Summit, this is the fourth year for it, actually, and it is coming up Thursday at Cobo Center. We're very excited about it. The Executive Connection Summit actually came to birth in 2013. The General Motors CIO, Randy Mott, got together with the Ford Motor CIO and the FCA CIO and decided that offering a professional learning environment for technologists across Michigan was a great idea. So since then, we've grown from initially, I think our event was about 500 people. We're approaching 1,000 technologists and students in the areas, and we're extremely excited about that for this year.
So, and I've attended many, many of the different events, but I really enjoyed the last year's Executive Connection Summit, and this year it's going to be even better, I think. You certainly do have the three CIOs from the three big auto companies here, and they're big supporters. They're on a panel after lunch. But tell us a little bit about what else they're going to hear, see, the networking that can go on.
Certainly. So the theme this year explores thriving on disruptive technology. And I think that's a theme certainly very important to the automotives, but really across all fields, all industries at this point in time. We're very fortunate in that we have GM CEO and Chairman Mary Barra delivering a keynote, and we're extremely excited about that. We also have the City of Detroit CIO Beth Niblock joining us, and she did join us last year, had a lot to say and share about the growth and rebirth of the City of Detroit. We have a wonderful keynote planned from Carrie Lawrence, who is the first female F-14 fighter pilot in the Navy. So she has a really amazing story of, you know, of challenge, of growth, of leadership, and certainly she's a groundbreaker for women. So along with that lineup, which is, you know, certainly robust on its own, we have CIOs coming from Salesforce, Symantec, QVC, and Dow. And the cherry on top is that Mary Kramer and Jeanette Smith from Crane's Detroit Business are moderators. So it couldn't be stronger this year. We're very excited, and we hope it's inspirational both to professionals and students.
So how do people get involved?
So the way to get involved is actually to go to www.mcwt.org. You'll see a link there for the Executive Connection Summit. You can just click on that and register. The registration fee is $50 for most registrants. And if you have any questions and are looking for any special student packages, there's a way to get in touch with MCWT leadership as well. So again, that's Thursday, May 12th at Cobo. It's coming up quickly, but we do have a few tickets open. It's been filling up very quickly, though.
So that sounds great. So I hope everybody that can take advantage of that will do so. So we want to also talk to you a little bit about technology for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have like a special maybe idea of what people could get moms for Mother's Day?
Well, I know for us, I live and die on my iPad, and we have in the past few years given both my mother and my mother-in-law iPads. And I find them very, very useful for a variety of apps, also for enabling Skype and FaceTime so grandma can see the grandchildren, you know, live through those applications. And I have my, my own tech desk with us.
So your daughter Elena has joined us. Elena, welcome to the Internet Advisor. You got to get right up to the mic and speak loudly. So you help your mom with iPad? Okay, that sounds good. That sounds great. Now, what do you help her with? What are the kinds of questions that she needs to ask?
Here, talking to the
tuck right in there. There you go.
Settings.
There
she
we can hear
know
you
how
now.
To change certain things, so I'll help her with those.
So she's been showing me a lot of great work also with iMovie. She does a lot of her homework and school projects and various initiatives with iMovie and a lot of other really fun apps. There's nothing like the perspective of a tween.
That's right. Well, thank you for coming in and sharing that with us, what you help your mom with. And so iPads are a really good thing to buy moms and grandmoms for Mother's Day.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, Marissa, thank you very much for coming in, bringing your daughter Elena. We really appreciate that. We encourage everybody to give tech for Mother's Day. Give technology either the iPad or other technology, because moms like technology too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. One of the areas I'm actually really looking at is Amazon Echo as well. It's okay. A home voice system, and we were just talking about it earlier today, that it's a great interactive way of running your whole house just through yelling across the room, which moms do quite often.
I was just going to say, I don't know if moms need technology for that.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have the Nest. And like, now, Kelly, you were really into the Nest technologies, right?
Oh, yeah, I believe you. Those things are just absolutely fabulous, because I have the Nest thermostat, and also have the Nest smoke detector in the house, and they both talk to each other, and they also control other things in the house, like if the smoke detector determines there's a fire going on, it tells the thermostat turns off the furnace. So it doesn't accelerate the
fire. And then you can also expand into home security with that, with IP video and at your front door and stuff like that.
They talk to each other and don't talk back, so mom's got to love that.
Oh, yeah. And mom doesn't have to get up and go turn it on and off. She just has to sit in the comfort of her chair and just use her iPhone or Android phone to change it.
That sounds wonderful. Well, hopefully, folks, you've gotten a little bit of an idea of what to get moms for Mother's Day, especially from a technology standpoint. And Marissa Bahn and Elena, thank you very much for coming in, talking about the Executive Connection Summit coming up this Thursday for the Michigan Council of Women in Technology.